It's Friday, January 17, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. Former Petroleum Commissioner Emmanuel Mulunga estimates a 25 to 35% chance of companies discovering commercially viable oil in Namibia. Speaking with local media, the ex-NAMCOR Managing Director commented on Chevron's recent announcement about failing to find hydrocarbons in the Orange Basin. Mulunga underscored that oil exploration remains a high-risk endeavor. The Landless People's Movement Youth Command has urged the depoliticization of the National Youth Council. This call comes after a protest in Windhoek where young people rejected the interim board appointed by Sport, Youth and National Service Minister Agnes Shongarero. LPM's Duminga Ndala shared her expectations with One Africa TV journalist Josia Shiweda.
Ndala expressed hope that the new minister will refrain from interfering in the affairs of young people.
So I think it's very important that whichever minister takes over in the new administration, that they really don't get involved into the daily affairs of young people, and that the young people are given the autonomy to govern themselves as they seem fit.
The Statistics Agency's latest International Merchandise Trade Statistics Bulletin reveals a 39% rise in export earnings. Ellen Shiepo from One Africa TV reports on this economic milestone and the increase from 8.8 billion in October to 12.2 billion in November last year.
NSA Communications Officer Mariam Shiepo said the International Merchandise Trade Statistics November Bulletin shows an improved trade deficit of 5.5 billion Namibian dollars compared to a 7.7 billion Namibian dollars deficit recorded in October of 2024. According to the International Merchandise Trade Statistics Bulletin, the country's import bill from January to November 2024 increased by 24.3 million Namibian dollars compared to 2023.
Visit oneafrica.tv for the latest news or watch News on One weekdays at 7 p.m. South Africa's Minister of Trade, Industry and Competition, Parks Tau, says the World Economic Forum annual meeting will be a platform for South Africa to show that it addresses the challenges facing the economy and the country. He says the importance of attending the WEF meeting cannot be underestimated in the face of his country's ambitions to prop itself up as an investment destination of choice.
The reality that we've been working on structural reforms and they are beginning to yield the results, the extent to which we've enabled private sector participation in different elements of the infrastructure needs, the progress that we've made with regards to the electricity environment and overall energy situation. We think that we're able to present a message that's positive at Davos.
On the international front, the Biden administration insists it's confident that a ceasefire in Gaza will go ahead on Sunday, even though Israel's cabinet has delayed a vote on the agreement, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accusing Hamas of backtracking on the deal. The White House has praised the breakthrough, which would bring an end to 15 months of war. However, despite approval stalling on the Israel side, the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken remains optimistic that the holdup will not derail the timeline.
I am confident and I fully expect that implementation will begin, as we said, on Sunday. It's not exactly surprising that in a process and a negotiation that has been this challenging and this fraught, you may get a loose end. We're tying up that loose end as we speak, and I'm very confident that this is moving forward, and we'll see the start of implementation of the agreement on Sunday.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.